Hey there, friends. What's going on? This is David Potts with Song Notes, and I have my first ever audio radio show for you where I'm going to be sharing with you some songs that I dig in hopes that you like them as well. So here's the deal. I make guitar lessons every week, but I can only learn one song a week or so. But there's way more songs I wish I could be learning at any one given time. So I'm going to use these little episodes just to share some of my absolute favorites with you. Some new stuff, some old stuff. I'll mix it up every time I do one of these. But if you dig my guitar lessons, I think you might like these as well. And maybe you'll get turned on to something that you are glad to know about. So four songs coming your way. I'm going to tell you about each one, why I dig it. But let's get into this first one. This is from Midland. This song is called 14 Gears. It's the Adobe House version of that song. And it's from their new album, Sonic Ranch. I'll tell you all about it on the other side, but let's go get it.
Darling, I'll still hear your name through the windshield wipers in the driving rain. I'll be crossing Rocky Mountains in the morning. And it's one too many lonely nights when the highway comes to be a way of life. Seems like about the time I'm getting there, I'm going. Hear that Peter Bell whine down the solid white line. Don't make no money if I don't make it there on time. East in Dallas, San Antonio, wind it up until I'm on. I've got 14 gears to get you back in my arms. But if I know that you'll be waiting there, then you know that the way, girl, that I can bear. I can see your face in the headlights, lonely glare. With a big old moon steady on the rise and the hammer down across the great divide, I'll be pushing through till I'm back where I belong. Hear that Peter Bell whine down that solid white line. Don't make no money if I don't make it there on time. East in Dallas and in zone, wind it up until I'm on. I've got 14 gears to get you back in my arms. To watch the sunset on the west Arizona sky. Feel the cold wind on the cold of past old night. Hear that Peter Bell whine down the solemn white line. Don't make no money if I don't make it there on time. East in Dallas, San Antonio, wind it up until I'm on. And I've got 14 gears to get you back in my arms. I've got 14 gears to get you back in my arms.
All right, so that was 14 Gears by Midland. So that version comes off of their 2021 album, The Sonic Ranch. And, you know, I've heard of Midland for a few years, but honestly, this new album, I saw some folks talking about it, Grady Smith on YouTube, listened to it. And dude, I love this album. Just the sound, the fact that you can hear the guitar, the strumming patterns, the alternating bass notes, the dude's deep voice, lots of deep guitar grooves. It's just kind of a perfect mix of country, rock, songwriter, just acoustic kind of sound that is like perfect for me. So really dig this album. This is the opening track. It caught my attention immediately, you know, hearing that pitter-patter whine and the chorus and the harmonies. Really great stuff. There's a few other versions of this song if you want to dive deep. I like this one the best for sure. And I totally totally love the rest of the album as well. I could see this being my favorite album of 2021, even though, as I understand, it's a bunch of older songs from Midland. But listen to it. It's some good stuff here. So let's move ahead. This next one is going to be a new song. It's from Ian Munsick. So Ian Munsick, I believe his first album just came out, Coyote Cry. This song is called Long Haul. And I have a guitar lesson for this, lesson 360 at playsongnotes.com. Now, I love this song. So this is sort of some country western singing, but there's a freshness to him, right? To Ian Munsick. There's a young, youthful vibrancy. There's energy you can just feel. And part of it, you know, the thing that defines him the most as far as, aside from the imagery and stuff that he sings about, is just the like agility to his voice. He kind of can easily get into a little bit of a, not really a holler, not really a yodel, but it's just some sort of, you know, Nick Shoulders kind of songbird kind of stuff. But it has a nice country twang to it, man. So check out this song. This one's called Long Haul. Lessons on my website if you want to hear it. And this is the stripped version. It's acoustic. It just has a fiddle on his stage left or stage right or whatever. I love the solo acoustic sound. And let's get into this one. This is Ian Munsick, Long Haul, stripped version. Let's do it.
Cause I ain't afraid of the slow burn. And one thing's for sure, it's good to make a good thing last. So girl, don't worry, this boy ain't gonna run. There ain't no hurry, we got plenty of days left under the sun. No, it ain't a one day ride. Up through the mountains where the coyotes cry, down through the canyon where the wild things hide, and the cottonwoods fall. Feel the river underneath our feet. We'll be drowning in a sagebrush sea. Long as I know that it's you and me, time don't matter at all. Girl, I'm in it for the long haul. I'm in it for the long haul. Take a hold of my hand. I'm gonna love you slow like the hourglass sand. God knows I spent a lifetime of lonely wandering, but I'm all in for good. I wanna be your man. So girl, don't worry, this boy ain't gonna run. There ain't no hurry, we got plenty of days left under the sun. No, it ain't a one-day ride. It's up through the mountains where the coyotes cry, down through the canyon where the wild things hide, and the cottonwoods fall. Feel the river underneath our feet. We'll be drowning in a sagebrush sea. Long as I know that it's you and me, time don't matter at all. Girl, I'm in it for the long haul. I'm in it for the long haul. I'm in it for the long haul. I don't ever look back. No, you never gotta worry about things like that.
All right, so that is Ian Munsick with Long Haul. Again, that's a stripped version. Check out his album, Coyote Cry, or as he would say it, Coyote Cry, right? Here's a fun little fact. If you're telling your device to play it, it rhymes. It's like a Harry Potter spell, like Hermione would say. Play the album Coyote Cry by Ian Munsick on Spotify. Try it once, man. You'll be doing it for...
The app hasn't added support for that with Siri.
Yeah. Well, that's a cool part of this little recording. Check him out, man. Follow him on Instagram. He's blowing up right now. And seeing him react to himself being heard on the radio for the first time ever, go check out that Instagram post by Ian Munsick. Let's get to the next one, though. This next one is coming from Morgan Wade. So Morgan Wade just had what I believe is her debut album just come out. So I heard her on the Hippies and Cowboys podcast, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 weeks ago. Her album was just about coming out, and it was a blast to listen to. And she is a striking voice. I really dig her sound. Let's play the song. I'll tell you more about it when it ends. This is from her debut album. This is the opening track. It is called Wilder Days. Let's do it.
You guys.
All right, so that is Wilder Days from Morgan Wade. It's the opening track to her debut album, Reckless, which came out just earlier in April this year, 2021. So Morgan Wade, again, I heard her on the podcast. There's something striking about her. You see her, number one. She has lots of tattoos, and she sings about it in a few of the songs. But there's also like a... like you look at her and you see her sing these songs live and you like believe her, you know, that scene in Walk the Line where the producer is telling Johnny Cash, like, I don't believe you, you're playing these gospel songs, these covers, but like, I don't think that's the one thing you would offer up to this world if you were dying in a ditch, right? You listen to her sing, you watch her sing, and it's like, you believe her. There is like an earnestness to her stuff that is just contagious, man. And it's awesome stuff. I love the sound of her voice. The production of the album is great. Tonally, if you're familiar with Jason Isbell, you like the song Cover Me Up, which is his own, you know, song about kind of getting through alcohol and moving to sobriety and that transition. Grady Smith said this on his YouTube channel, that Morgan Wade's album kind of like swims in that same vibe, right? It's she's dealing, as I understand, with sobriety and not dealing with, but, you know, moving on to that part of her life. And that's a big topical part of her song. So you hear it a lot. Anyway, really recommend the album, Morgan Wade. Check it out. That song is called Wilder Days. All right, and the last song I want to play for y'all tonight is from Eric Church. Eric Church is a country singer. Over the last 5 or 10 years, I couldn't tell you anything about him. I only learned about him the last 6 months or so. He played this Super Bowl Star Spangled Banner, you know. But this new album, double album, just came out. I haven't listened to the second half yet. First half, Heart. The theme of the album is the consistency throughout all the 9 songs is amazing. This is some amazing song structure, songwriting, just production. The cohesiveness of all these 9 songs is amazing. They all feel like they belong. I could tell you about each one of them. They're all a bit different in different ways. Track 2, what I'm about to play, you're going to listen for tones of like Bruce Springsteen, lots of automobile imagery, escape, you know, a lot of Born to Run spirit, but also some Meatloaf and some theatricality and just general 80s country rock vibes. And also you get a little bit of his yelp in that voice, that little high thing he does where he goes really high. And it just, I love it, man. Never listened to his stuff, but I love this album. Can't get enough of it. It's one of my favorites. So this is track 2. I recommend the whole thing. Let's get into it, man. This is Heart of the Night by Eric Church.
Come on, let's go, baby, don't even pay. This town feels like a cage, and honey, I'm not made like that. I can see the maybe in the jasmine of your eyes. I'm a Roman candle, baby, do you have a light? The lightning in this thunderbird till the metal comes alive. The rhythm of the road will give these horses wings to fly. And my true north is anywhere I can leave it all behind. Let's point this thing west into the chest of the steel beating heart of the night. I know the crazy in these words coming from my mouth, but I swear that's where I'm going, girl, if we don't leave right now. I'll be your Wi-Fi, you be my Santa Ana winds. Turn every town we've never been to into somewhere that we've been. If the lightning and this thunderbird till the metal comes alive, the rhythm of the road will give these horses wings to fly. Yeah, my true north is anywhere I can leave it all behind. Let's point this thing west into the chest of the still beating heart of the night. My old man grow older and slower, his factory wages weighing on his shoulder. This town was a boulder that just
till the middle comes alive. Every lover on the roads will give this horse and wings to fly. If my true north is anywhere, I can leave it all behind. Let's put this thing west into the chest, still beating home. Of the night.
All right, so that's Heart of the Night by Eric Church. One of the many great songs on that album. I totally recommend giving it a listen. I almost picked Russian Roulette, which is the third track, but also number 7, to Crazy Land. I love the songwriting in that one. Number 8, Bunch of Nothing, just the guitar playing on that one, lots of those flat thirds and flat sevenths and getting that nice sort of bluesy acoustic sound. I could tell you about each one of these songs, but really enjoy that whole album, so I'm going to keep listening to it, and I'm excited to check out his other stuff too. Anyway, these were the 4 songs I wanted to pick for y'all for this month. Again, each of these albums I would recommend for sure, especially Eric Church. That's the one I'm sort of digging most into. And also the Ian Munsick one, man. That one is great. His versatility is amazing. I'm excited to get more into Midland and likewise with Morgan Waite. So hope y'all enjoyed listening to this. Every couple weeks, maybe I'm going to keep these coming just to share the songs that I'm sort of keeping track of and want to spread the word of to y'all. So I hope you're well wherever you are. If you made it this far, let me know that you did. Send me a text or email or comment or whatever. I'd be curious to know. And I hope you enjoyed this. Thanks a lot to all of you who are supporting me on the Patreon channel and Tip Jar and sending kind emails and comments and all that sort of thing. It's really appreciated. I don't know how to end these without just talking. So I've talked. I'll just end it. Take care, my friends. Hope you're well, and bye-bye.